Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. It's Friday, October 11th, 2019. Our weekly guest on the show is Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer, who joins me today from his office in New York City. Welcome back, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So the big moment has arrived, Andrew. You and I head off this weekend to the Frankfurt Book Fair, the largest and most important publishing industry trade show in the world. Of course, you are a regular attendee and you cover the fair's major events for PW and for the PW show dailies that are available at the book fair. I know from our past conversations over the years that you've really become a fan of this conference. So let's start there. Why so fond of Frankfurt?
There's no question. I've really become a big fan of the Frankfurt Book Fair over the last decade, and I've become more convinced than ever that even in this age of the internet and constant connections with people, that the fair remains an important and necessary event in the publishing world. And I think that Frankfurt Book Fair organizers, they get this right. In an age when I think many in the industry would be tempted to close ranks and sort of defend the book, you know, Frankfurt organizers have sought to strike this balance each year, a balance between the need to do business, because we are talking about the biggest rights fair in the world, of course, but also to introduce new technology and to talk about what that technology is bringing to the world, to hear a diverse range of perspectives. They've done a great job at that every year, and to really be challenged to think about the traditional ways we thought of books, how we can see new opportunities for business, and all while reinforcing the bedrock values of free expression and the freedom to publish that the industry rests on, which I think is perhaps more important today than I could really ever remember it being in my professional lifetime. And, you know, frankly, the Frankfurt Book Fair, I've just really come to enjoy it. It's just fun. I mean, yeah, it's a grind. It could certainly be a lot of hard work, but you get to see this world full of dedicated, like-minded colleagues all in one city for a week. And it does you some good. You know, there's such history there too at Frankfurt. And I'll invoke the late Peter Mayer, the Penguin and Overlook publisher, who loved the fair so much that his memorial was held there. And listening to so many of his friends and colleagues share stories about Peter Mayer and his work, and his love of Frankfurt at the Hessischerhof at that event, you know, it just struck me what a special opportunity it is for those of us in the industry that get to attend the Frankfurt Book Fair every year. I really feel like everyone who wants to make a publishing career should get to go to at least one Frankfurt Book Fair in their lifetime.
Well, that is a ringing endorsement, Andrew, and I have to second the idea that Frankfurt really is a special opportunity. You go there to talk with people, but you also go there to listen. That's very important. In an article appearing at Frankfurt next week, you're going to recall how this decade began for Frankfurt Book Fair, and you'll ponder where it's closing with this last fair of the 20-teens.
Yeah, it's true. Just look at where we were in 2010 or even 2009, if you want to make it a 10-year stretch there. You know, a decade ago, we were in the teeth of a global recession, this digital revolution. A lot of people were still predicting that it was going to devastate the book business. You know, we still had the book scanning lawsuit from Google. The Kindle was still freaking people out, and that would lead to a price-fixing suit against five of the big six publishers earlier in the decade. The iPad had just launched in 2010. There was this cloud of uncertainty that hung over the Frankfurt Book Fair at the beginning of the decade. But this was when I really got to know the Frankfurt Book Fair organizers and staff and started working more closely with them. And I watched as they used this adversity and all this uncertainty to really create an opportunity for the Frankfurt Book Fair.
And so now, Andrew, ahead of this year's fair, where do we stand?
So, you know, as the 2019 fair is about to get going, obviously the political and economic instability in the world is still there. It's still roiling the globe. Technology, of course, remains a challenge, and it always will, especially as rapidly changing and as powerful as it is. But the Frankfurt Book Fair, like the book itself, continues to show its resilience and its importance. You know, for a few years now, attendance at the Frankfurt Book Fair, after dipping for the first part of the decade, has risen, and it's actually really stabilized. The book fair's layout is changing. We're in a little more compact area now in the book fair. There's a lot of new programs, including the Business Club, which have proven very successful at Frankfurt. And of course, there are trends to like in the book world as well, with print sales stabilizing in recent years and digital audio absolutely surging. And I think we've now come to see that, you know, digital did not destroy the book. It probably wasn't ever going to destroy the book, right? Ebooks certainly didn't destroy the publishing world. We're on a much firmer footing now as the next decade dawns. You know, as Frankfurt CEO Jürgen Boos told me in an interview recently, The political situation all over the world is very unstable, but Frankfurt is very, very stable. And he gets back to what it was like in the late 80s and 90s. He really sees sort of a heyday reapproaching for the fair. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, you had all the big literary names and events at Frankfurt. Frankfurt was a big deal in terms, not just of like rights dealing, but of publicity. And Booz also pointed out that the fair is a cultural event and a political stage, that it's not only about rights or distribution businesses. It is a chance to identify the opportunities and major strengths of the book industry, which of course includes diversity and acceptance, values I think that are more important than ever right now in this world that we're in. And of course, free speech and the freedom to publish. You know, a part of the Frankfurt experience there, free speech and freedom to publish, that I think only seems to get more and more important each year.
So, Andrew, given events around the world, we should all brace for some highly charged moments at the fair. What are you watching for?
Yeah, right. I feel like we've been saying this every year in recent years, but things just keep seem to be getting crazier around the world. And this year, as the publishing world gathers in Frankfurt, you've got Brexit hurtling towards some kind of action in the UK. UK politics is on its ear. The American president is in the process of being impeached, and apparently he's greenlighted a Turkish-Russian operation to attack the Kurds in northern Syria, which I think is just going to horrify many attendees at the fair and horrify the world, I think. And of course, you have this trade war with China that rages on, and publishers are still really unclear how that's going to really shake out for them. But you know, all that is no doubt going to generate a lot of conversation at the fair. But I'm expecting a fair a lot like last year's, where the overwhelming feeling was kind of business as usual, which I think was rather welcome. You know, the Rights Center has once again booked a record number of tables. Now, the Rights Center has moved this year, forced out by a renovation plan that's going to see Hall 5 knocked down at the Frankfurt Book Fair. We'll see how that all goes. Agents have expressed a little trepidation about being in a new location. But I'm curious to see how the surge in literary translations continues this year. Interested to see how the political goings on around the world affects currency fluctuations and what that means for book deals there. I'm interested in getting more perspectives on how digital is viewed, because it was once, obviously, as I mentioned, viewed as a threat, but now it's clearly generating opportunities for publishers, particularly in terms of digital audio, which we've talked about as being a star of the show for couple of years now.
Indeed, digital audio continues to surge and even has its own home at the fair this year. But beyond the revenue, there may be other opportunities for publishers, and a few of the keynoters at the fair suggest just that. Tell us about those talks and those opportunities.
Yeah, so digital audio now has its own home at Frankfurt. That's how big it's gotten. It will be in Hall 3.1 this year. It's called Frankfurt Audio. It also has its own program. We have another digital audio summit this year. It looks terrific. The program looks outstanding. And one of the keynoters there who I'm very interested in hearing is Spotify's Michael Krauss. So here you have Spotify keynoting at the Frankfurt Book Fair. And then you have our annual CEO talk, our Global 50 annual CEO talk, which I'll be participating in again this year. And that talk is going to feature not a publishing CEO, but Netflix's Kelly Lugenbeil, who's going to talk about the company's hunger for new original stories and the opportunities for publishers there. But I think one of the big things that we're going to see and hear at this year's fair, spurred by digital audio, is the discussion of whether or not new models can really help the industry, especially subscription models that are very popular in other kinds of content. Can they work in the book business? So my friend and colleague, Carlo Carreño, who's the founder of Publish News in Brazil and Spain, he's now living in Sweden. He has two excellent pieces in our show dailies coming up. One that looks at the Swedish company Storytel, which is taking the world by storm with its all you can listen to and read subscription model for books, a business that is really taking off with consumers. But the question is, can that kind of all you can listen to and read model really be profitable for publishers? The jury is still very much out on that. But Storytel's growth is definitely going to be one of the interesting topics that'll be front and center at this year's fair. And without digital audio, you know, that discussion just doesn't happen. So the revenues from audio are great, the growth that it's showing, all terrific stuff. But the opportunity to look at parts of your business and wonder if there's a model that might be different that might help you, that's also a great opportunity for publishers.
And so to close, Andrew, we spoke last week on the sales environment that publishers face as they head to Frankfurt. Any parting thoughts on the sales trends you'll be watching?
Well, I'm interested in whether U.S. publishers will make it a seventh year of growth for print sales this year. You know, and they have a shot, but it's going to take a strong final quarter of 2019 to pull it off. Because unit sales right now, as we discussed last week, are, for the first 9 months, are down just about 1.4%, which of course is understandable given how 2018 kicked off with blockbusters like Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury and James Comey's A Higher Loyalty. But I'll be interested really in Frankfurt to see how fiction deals are faring and nonfiction deals too, especially whether we'll see more signs of what NPD BookScan's David Walters called political fatigue, whether that's setting in the nonfiction realm. So we'll see if there's any surprises on the horizon, and it can happen. Surprises happen in the book business. That's one thing we know. In fact, I'll say this. If you predicted that a debut fiction author would lead all U.S. adult sales in 2019, your publishing colleagues probably would have laughed. But that's exactly where we are. Delia Owens' debut novel, Where the Crawdads Sing, has in fact dominated the bestseller list in 2019. It sold more than 1.4 million copies through the first 9 months of the year, making it the number one title by a mile. So is there another Delia Owens out there? We could get a clue next week at the Frankfurt Book Fair.
Indeed, Andrew. We'll see you there at the Frankfurt Book Fair. Andrew Albanese of Publishers Weekly, thanks for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Up next on Beyond the Book, approved by the European Parliament in March, the Directive on Copyright in the Digital Single Market aims to promote a well-functioning marketplace for the exploitation of works in a wide range of media, from newspapers and books to music and film. Next week at the Frankfurt Book Fair, Copyright Clearance Center presents the EU Digital Single Market Copyright Directive, Licensing in the Digital Age, on Wednesday, October 16th. Roy Kaufman, CCC's Managing Director of Business Development and Government Relations, moderates a panel of specialists in law and publishing. In a special program preview for this podcast, Kaufman notes that the last update to EU copyright legislation came in 2001, a generation ago in internet time.
In 2001, copyright was kind of the domain of, you know, policy wonks and people in copyright industries, much more than it is today. All of us are still certainly involved in copyright, but now you have this whole notion of user rights. You have these notions of, you know, you've got Google and platforms that are quite significant. We've had changes in the newspaper publishing business, generally to the negative, where newspaper publishers have been struggling. We've seen huge changes in music publishing. We went from the days of recorded music bought on recorded media to the days where that got destroyed by unlicensed peer-to-peer and other types of infringing use, to it coming back through streaming and high quality audio sites. So, you know, a lot of things have changed. Some things haven't, but everything's become a lot more politicized.
Frankfurt Preview, the Directive on Copyright, coming next on Beyond the Book. And for more on CCC's programs at the Frankfurt Book Fair, go to copyright.com/Frankfurt2019. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. Our co-producer and recording engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. Subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The complete Beyond the Book podcast archive is available at beyondthebook.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon on CCC's Beyond the Book.